Are you ready to cheat on your wife? No, I'm not talking about that kind of cheating. I'm talking about gaining an unfair advantage on how to understand your wife better, love her deeper, avoid unnecessary arguments, and even have more sex with her. That's right. Based on the success of our Marriage Secrets for Men boot camps, we're finally sharing the Marriage Cheat Sheet for Men with the public. This is the quick reference must-have go-to guide for husbands and wannabe husbands that can help stack the odds in your favor. The Bible tells us to live with our wives in an understanding way. Well, the Marriage Cheat Sheet for Men is your shortcut to doing that. So you'll learn 4 questions you can ask your wife in every argument to avoid future arguments. You'll learn the 45 questions you can ask her to learn and master her heart. 50 ways to love your wife better. 6 things you can say to her to manage her response before you damage her emotions. 10 things you can do right now that will lead to more sex. 8 ways to get her to stop ignoring you. Even 49 ways to have more meaningful conversations with your wife, and much, much more. See, this is the manual every divorced man wishes he had before he got married. Well, at least I did. And I'm so God confident that the Marriage Cheat Sheet will become one of the most valuable referred to resources in your marriage library, that if you don't think so, just send it back for a full refund. Trust me, next to our Marriage Secrets for Men bootcamp, this will be the 2nd best investment you will ever make in your marriage. Now, to get your copy of the Marriage Cheat Sheet for Men on sale for a limited time only, just go to realmenconnect.com and click on the store button. That's realmenconnect.com. Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men may not be saints, but they don't sin socially. Let me say that again. I say real men may not be saints, but they don't sin socially. Now, I know that statement requires an explanation, but trust me, it'll make sense in just a minute. But today, I'm going to go where few Christian brothers are willing to go, and that's challenge you on what you post on social media. Yes, we have the First Amendment right and the freedom of speech in America, but just because you can say something doesn't necessarily mean you should. And when it comes to our mouth and the use of our tongue, God, ironically, isn't quiet on this subject. He has plenty to say. Check out these scriptures. Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. What about James 1:26? If anyone thinks he is religious and yet does not bridle his tongue but deceives his own heart, this man's religion is worthless. Wow. What about Proverbs 10:19? When there are many words, transgression is unavoidable, but he who restrains his lips is wise. In James 3:5, so also the tongue is a small part of the body, and yet it boasts of great things. See how great a forest is set ablaze by such a small fire? Now that talks about the tongue, but what about when it comes to social media? How will God judge us? Because it's one thing to speak it, reacting without thinking or filtering or wearing your words, but it's another thing to post deliberately when you could have thought about it, father filtered it, and then weighed the cost. Because James 4:17 tells us, so whoever knows the right thing to do but fails to do it, for him it is a sin. But does it include posting on Facebook and Instagram and tweeting on Twitter? Well, allow me to quote some scripture with you with a modern translation as it pertains to social media by changing the words mouth and tongue to posts and tweets. Like Proverbs 21:23, whoever keeps his posts and his tweets keeps himself out of trouble. What about Ephesians 4:29? Let no unwholesome tweet come out of your posts, but only such as is good for building up as fits the occasion, that may give grace to those who hear. What about Proverbs 15:1? A soft post or tweet turns away wrath, but a harsh post or tweet stirs up anger. And I love Matthew 12:36-37. I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give an account of every careless post and tweet. For by your posts will you be justified, and by your tweets you will be condemned. Wow. Now, I know that may sound humorous to you, but as I read those scriptures, it seems as if God already knew the social media age was coming and he wanted us to be prepared for it. So how do we post, tweet, and respond righteously on social media and avoid becoming a social media sinner? Well, this week on The Real Men Check-In, I'm going to share with you four foundational things I think we need to do, and then I'm going to give you what I call the Real Men 10 Commandments of social media. So let's start with the four foundational things we need to know when it comes to social media. One, we need to examine our motives. Examine our motives. See, most social media posts are motivated and rooted in either pride, which is saying, I'm better, I'm smarter, and I'm more aware than you are or them. And most social media posts are rooted in anger, which is saying, let me tell you how I feel or why I'm mad at you or about this. It can be rooted in vanity. That's asking the question, do you see me? That's what has to gain attention or an audience. Don't you agree with me? That's seeking agreement. What do you think of me and my life? Or how do I look to you? That's us seeking approval. And vanity through, do you like me now? Acceptance. And some of our social media posts can also be rooted in self-righteousness. Now, how does that come across? I'm right and you're wrong, and I'm going to show you why. Something is wrong with you, and I'm going to tell you what it is. Don't you wish you were as smart as I am? I'm hoping you start to see this. So we look at that first foundational principle, that first foundational thing of examining our motives. Ask yourself before you post, if it's not rooted in my love for God or my love for the other person, what is this post or tweet rooted in? Now let's get to the second foundational principle. The second thing we need to do is a social media audit by examining our posts. In other words, did God ask you to share your opinion or did you just volunteer it? Would your post please God or grieve God? Did you seek God's approval before posting that? Is your post trying to show God's love or prove your point? Now, for this second foundational principle, we need to ask ourselves, would you verbally repeat what you posted to that person if you both were standing in front of God together? Here's the third foundational principle. We need to honestly examine ourselves. Examine ourselves. Why does your opinion on the subject even matter at all? Have you ever thought about that? Are you addicted to giving your opinion? Can you abstain and refrain from sharing your opinions on things you disagree with on social media for at least 30 days? We need to ask ourselves, God, honestly, why am I really posting this? What do I hope to gain, feel, accomplish by posting and sharing? Remember what we mentioned earlier? Am I seeking approval? Am I seeking acceptance, attention, or trying to gain agreement? And here's the fourth foundational principle. We need to think about examining our purpose. Examining our purpose for the post or the tweet. I love this quote by Miles Monroe. He says, if you don't know the purpose of a thing, more than likely you will misuse and abuse the thing. And I think that's what we've been doing when it comes to social media. Media should be used to promote a business, not your agenda, unless your agenda is a business and it's not just your opinion. And when we're using social media, we need to examine our purpose by avoiding what I call selective righteousness. Selective righteousness. That's sharing your political opinions more than you're sharing your personal sins. Ouch. If you can't share both, then don't share either. If you're going to share your life, be fair and share both sides of your story. And that includes the lowlights as well as the highlights. By only sharing the highlights of your successful life, your life can actually become a stumbling block for others who are struggling. Now, for this foundational principle, ask yourself, why am I sharing the most intimate details of my thoughts, actions, and life with those who don't know me intimately? In other words, what's the purpose? Reserve your most intimate thoughts and details of your life for the people who you're most intimate with. Now that you understand the four foundational principles that we need to understand when it comes to social media, let me share with you quickly what I call the Real Men 10 Commandments of social media. You ready? Here's the first one. Thou shall never argue or debate online. Let me repeat that again. Thou shall never argue or debate online. And when I think about this, I think about one of my favorite quotes from Mark Twain. He says, never argue with an idiot because you'll never convince the idiot and innocent bystanders won't know who the idiot is. I love that. Now, here's the second commandment. Thou shalt always offer to talk by phone offline if someone wants to debate or argue with you. Let me repeat that again. Thou shalt always offer to talk offline if someone wants to debate or argue with you. In other words, if you can't debate without an audience, then don't debate at all. Here's commandment number 3. Thou shalt not post anything you have to defend. Let me repeat that one. Thou shalt not post anything you have to defend. In other words, if it can't stand on its own without your defense, then don't post it at all. Here's commandment number 4. Thou shalt never defend someone else's post or opinion. Thou shalt never defend someone else's post or opinion. You know why? Because they can defend themselves. Now, here's number 5. Thou shalt only post what your kids would be proud of you saying and doing. Oh, I love that one. Thou shalt only post what your kids will be proud of you saying and doing. Now, if you're married, I would even add your spouse. Now, here's number 6. Thou shalt stay off the social media pages of people you don't like. Let me say that again. Thou shalt stay off the social media pages of people you don't like. Do I really need to explain that? All right. Commandment number 7. Thou shalt not make any post that name call, blame, shame, or accuse others. Thou shalt not make any posts that name call, blame, shame, or accuse others. Here's commandment number 8. Thou shalt only post to educate, not retaliate, or to humiliate. Oh, I love that one. Thou shalt only post to educate, not retaliate, or humiliate. Here's commandment number 9. Thou shalt post and go, not post and watch. Let me say that one again. Thou shalt post and go, not post and watch. And what am I referring to by that? When you post something, stop staying there reading all the comments and the likes or the dislikes. Post and go, not post and watch. And last but certainly not least, commandment number 10. Thou shalt spend more time reading your Bible than reading and posting on social media. Ouch. Need to say that one again. Thou shalt spend more time reading your Bible than reading and posting on social media. Now, if you'd like a copy of the 10 Real Men Commandments of Social Media, just email us at realmenconnect@gmail.com. That's realmenconnect@gmail.com. Because remember, real men may not be saints, but they don't sin socially. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure to check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And you guys know, as always, I love sharing podcast reviews from our listeners. I pick them randomly, so who knows, if you submit a podcast review for us, I may share yours on the air as well. And this one I picked from iTunes, this came from Waco Kid 4. I love these names. Waco Kid 4. And Waco Kid 4 writes, first off, thank you, Dr. Joe, for what you're doing. Powerful episodes and podcast interviews. A true man of God and an example of what it's like to follow Jesus. Very inspirational and grateful for the work you're doing. God is good and speaking to many men through your platform. Thank you. And thank you, Waco Kid 4, for that 5-star review on iTunes. We really appreciate it. And I'm encouraging you guys to do the same. Whether you like the show or not, please leave us a podcast review because it helps us get this podcast in the ears and hearts of men just like you. And if you didn't know this by now, Real Men Connect is a listener-supported podcast. And we're now the number one rated podcast for iTunes for Christian men. So if this podcast has blessed you in any way and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go over to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving. And thank you so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep on downloading, subscribing, reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in God's grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.